Welcome back to the Couple Young Boys podcast. There may be the occasional bad word. I apologize. Enjoy the podcast, young boys and girls.
Cluppy lad, I promise you and I promise the listeners I was going to make it happen. I was going to get this guest on. So please give it up for Sven and his two pet geese, Norbert and Beep Beep. Have the geese helped you on the dating scene at all?
Oh, do you know what? It's amazing. Yeah.
What would happen if you brought a girl back and then, you know, they didn't get on? Norbert and Beep Beep didn't like her, but you really did. That's a tricky situation.
No, not really. I'd tell them where she up. Yeah, we're inseparable.
So obviously, I work out quite a bit. It's a huge part of my life.
Oh, get in the bin, mate. Obviously, mate. Obviously, I work out.
Okay.
Dickhead.
I knew you were going to say.
Straight out of England and the USA. Just chatting with Chris and Adam. There's so much to say. 4,000 miles apart, but together here today. It's a couple young boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all countries.
We are back again with episode number 8.
No, stop. Okay, we're just really going right into it. Okay.
I'm stitching you right out with that. You think you're testing your mic, mate. You're in.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is just a reminder that not only are we happy and thankful that you guys are joining us on another podcast, episode 8 this week, but also just a reminder that we have an Amazon gift card up for grabs. Chris, bring it on home. What do you got? Tell us the details. Let the people remember.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, this summer on Apple Podcasts. I can't do the voice. Can you do the voice?
No, but my dad keeps referencing the Morgan Freeman thing. And I feel like he's actually mad
he's
about it.
He's jealous of Morgan Freeman being your dad.
He's like, well, I don't know, why don't you go get your dad? And I'm like, Dad, you know he's not my dad.
No, he is actually your dad. we're doing a cheeky giveaway, young boys and girls. We are giving away a £50, $50, wherever you're from. So I said Frankfurt for Germany, because I thought that was their currency. And like, I looked it up and it's just like a city.
Oh, so you get 50 cities.
You're offering 50 women last time to everyone in Sweden, so I'm moving to Sweden. Right, no. So all you have to do is go over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review, 5-star review, and a comment so that we know who's left the reviews. And as soon as we hit 50 reviews, we are going to give away in a raffle the $50, £50, 50 Frankfurt, 50 cities, 50 women, Amazon,
wherever you're from,
gift card. So head on over and do that. We've had a few more people leave reviews, so as soon as we hit 50, that's the cutoff point. Go and do it now.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
But listen up, today we've got a guest on. Our first guest that isn't one of our friends.
What? Unheard of.
I know.
How did we do it?
I'll tell you how I did it. I slid into this man's DMs on Facebook and I said, listen,
holy guacamole.
Imagine, just started chatting him up. No, I slid into someone who we know as Sven.
Ooh.
And if you're a listener of the podcast, you will know that Sven, he has a couple of pets called Norbert and Beep Beep. Mm-hmm. Couple of geese. So I slid in his DMs, and without further ado, welcome Sven, Norbert, and Beep Beep.
So Sven, thank you for coming on. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem, Adam.
So question, which one is that? Is that Beep Beep?
This is Beep Beep.
Okay.
It's a little difficult to tell from your end, but my end, he's got a little bit of a saggier neck than Norbert does. Norbert's just sat over here.
Norbert's getting jealous. Norbert wants a limelight. Who's your favourite?
You got a favourite?
I can't say that in front of them both.
All right, that's fair.
I can't say if I've got a favourite in front of them both. You won't do that about your children unless they were out somewhere. So
that's true.
Same rules
that's
apply. True. I love them both as much as each other.
That's fair.
Yeah, we call back when they're out or something. You can tell us then. So I don't know if you know how this came about from our point of view. So we started this new segment on the podcast, which was basically looking for interesting pieces in the news that you wouldn't see every day. So I had a look in the UK and you came up on the Metro that you adopted a couple of geese. And here we are. And our audience absolutely love it. And if you could just give us some backstory about how this happened, that'd be great.
Right, yeah. Basically, I had an ex who lived in York, down on the riverbank in York, because it's such a touristy city. All the geese on their riverbank are quite docile. So when I went to visit her, I'd regularly go down to the riverbank while she was at work. Right. And feed the geese, have little goslings jump up in your lap, and it was amazing. It was so much fun. Yeah. And I just said to myself one day, I'm going to get one of them. I'm going to get one of them myself. And this was a few years ago now, so I had to do plenty of research on it.
Yeah.
The reason I didn't get a dog or a cat was, well, at work. So I know a lot of people do it, but I think it's unfair to have a dog shut up all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
While you're at work, these guys can just mooch about in the garden and do their own thing. Well, they used to be able to mooch about in the garden and do their own thing, and someone else started complaining.
Yeah, I saw you've had some complaints. So what's going on?
Well, just over the last 2 months, probably, started getting complaints from the neighbours saying they're really noisy. Can you sort it out? So, yeah, I started bringing them in on an evening because obviously...
They are quite noisy, to be fair. What are they saying?
They're saying, I want to be here as well. I want to be on telly. Neighbours started complaining about their noise, and eventually I got the abatement notice from the council telling me I had to do something about it, which really surprised me. They'll honk at somebody walking past, and that's about it. They'll go quiet again after that.
I feel like dogs would do the exact same thing.
They would do the exact same thing, and I'm calling goose bias on this, because basically a dog would do exactly the same thing. And as soon as you, if you'd not heard this story, and I said goose to you, what would be the first few words that popped into your head? Noisy.
Yeah.
Aggressive. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely not like that. If they see you as part of their family, they'll love you a bit. They'll love you a bit. They're not loud or aggressive at all. If you've hand-raised them like I have from 5 days old, their flock mate.
5 days old. So I saw, I had a look on your Facebook, and I saw like you have to obviously give them baths and stuff like that, and you take them out on walks. And when you take them out on walks... like, are they trained? Do they come back to you? Like, how do you know they're not going to run off and be like, see ya?
Well, they won't. It's instinctual for a bird. In a goose, it is one of the strongest instincts to imprint on what's raised them. So I don't even need to train them or have them on a lead. It's natural for them to follow me.
Right, got ya.
So they won't run away. They'll stick right by me, and if anybody comes up and tries to get close to me, they'll protect me and honk a little bit. It's literally all talk. They'll pretend to be tough, but they're not. They'll scream and shout, but then if anything further happens, they'll hide behind me.
Because I see you've been taking them down the pub, haven't you?
Yeah, you've been drinking with them.
Yeah. We went for a shoot with the paper. He stuck his head in my pint and had a drink of that. I don't know whether he liked it or not, though. He ended up having more of the cucumber than the beer.
So what's that like when you're down the pub and you're chatting to someone? you know, you're like, you want to come back to mine? I've got a couple of geese. Do they love it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. First time I went in, the landlady was like, oh, what's this? Take them out, take them out. They're going to poo on floor. eventually they got knobbles and, they're little celebrities.
That's so good. So what's happening now with the council then? I saw about a fine for £5,000 or something like that?
Tell you what, I don't know what's happening with council, to be honest. The only way for me to appeal it, I've got the local councillor involved and he's done some investigating for me. And he said the only way to appeal it is through the magistrate's court, which seems like it's going to be, that's going to be a little bit of a difficult thing to get through. And he also said that they've got multiple complaints, so it wouldn't just be one resident that I'd be fighting it against either, by the sound of it. So my only real option, I've got two options. Mm. One, rehome, which I don't really want to do at all.
Nah.
And I'm sure they'd miss me.
Yeah.
Seems like everyone's got something to complain about.
Yeah. People have their dogs and they're quite happy to let them back in their gardens and go for walkings back at strangers. It's just a case of having a bit of compromise in your community.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't seem like what's been happening here, just because it's a little bit different from the norm.
Right. Well, I was going to ask. So something that we have like here in America is just like, and I'm sure you guys have it there, is like a service animal. You know, whether it's like you
have a dog that like...
I don't know how... I've read that if dogs, cats and horses, you can have not a service animal, but an emotional support animal.
Right.
Because they're two separate things.
Okay.
A service animal does work for you in jobs that you can't do yourself, and an emotional support animal would be there to help reduce anxiety, for example.
Right.
And I've looked into that myself, and it seems that, as far as I'm aware, dogs, cats, and miniature horses are the only service animals you can have. Emotional support animals that you can have.
Right.
Plus, to have one registered, I know there's a lot of websites online, but I've heard they're bogus. The legitimate way to do that is to have a registered psychiatrist evaluate you for an emotional support animal and have it registered that way.
Okay.
Now, I do work for a mental health hospital, actually, which means that I'm friendly with quite a lot of psychiatrists. I don't think they're willing to just sign me off for one just because of that. You have to go through the entire system just like anyone else would.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it would even be a thing either, but I know here in America, it's like, you know, like petitions and stuff like that are like a huge thing. You know, something happens and it's like, start a petition and stuff like that. Have you ever thought? Because I feel like now, especially with like the fact that you've been, I think, in the newspaper a couple times with this whole situation, it's just like, people know about this story. People are willing to like help back you up, you know, and just neighbors being neighbors, really. That's just like, you know, you can't really.
There's a couple of Facebook groups that I'm involved with. There's a birds Facebook group, pet geese Facebook group, a backyard chickens Facebook group. And when my story went live the second time round about me potentially having to rehome them, that was picked up really, really quickly on those groups, which I was so surprised at. And I got so much support from everybody. One of the members of one of the groups has, in fact, already set up a petition for me.
Well, if you send over the link, what I can do is I can put it on our Twitter, and then people can head over to A Couple Young Boys podcast on Twitter, and then we can see if we can get some signatures and stuff like that.
Because do that just through,
that's definitely not fair.
Of course. Just send it over to my messenger. And then we'll put it out there for you.
I was surprised when somebody set it up. I thought, I'm probably not going to get more than 100 signatures on that.
Yeah.
But I looked at it recently and it's packed over 1,000 people.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
All the support that I've got from everybody. I never expected to hit more triple figures.
Well, we want to help get you at 5 or 6 digits.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that would be amazing. But in all honesty, I don't really know how bothered whoever's in control of this sort of stuff would be about Richard, to be honest.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know how effective it would be.
Yeah. It's always best to have a little something up your sleeve, though, just in case. So I've got a couple of questions from people when I put this out on our Instagram. So we've got one here is just says, tell us a bit more about their personalities.
Right, yeah. They've got very distinct personalities. You saw Beep Beep giving me a cuddle a minute ago. he's the younger one by 10 days. And he's really, really like soft and gentle and likes being cuddled. He's a little bit smarter, to be honest, as well, so you can train him. I've actually trained him to give me a kiss, so if he'll be bothered.
Honestly, I think it's absolutely amazing that you've got geese as pets. Like, yeah, when I saw the article, seriously, and I saw the picture of you walk into the pub with these geese either side of you, it literally just like a real-life version of, like, Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's literally what it is. It's a bit of a shame, really, that geese get a bad reputation for being horrible and aggressive, because they make amazing pets. They're so loyal, like a dog would be, and they're really, really smart and have great memories. Mm-hmm. One thing I would say, the only problem with them is, because of their physiology, you cannot potty train them. They've got to poop when they've got to poop.
What are you thinking really? About now?
So you can get little nappies for them. But, pecking me for. You can get little nappies for them, but they're a little scared of them, so they don't wear them all the time. But when we go into a shop, then we will. They did wear them when they went to the pub as well.
Just in case. All right, the next question here we've had from someone that says, have the geese helped you on the dating scene at all? Is it a good chat-up line?
Oh, do you know what? It's amazing. Yeah. People, the first question you get on dating sites is like, tell me about the geese. Are they your geese? People just don't believe it. And then you go into the whole story about how they're basically your children. Yeah. And they absolutely love it. I mean, it is totally an icebreaker and it gets the conversation flowing, but you'll only get like 1-2% of girls that just think it's completely weird and stop talking to you. It seems to be that
we don't need them.
Fluffy, unusual animal, you're gonna get all the attention. It's great.
What would happen if you brought a girl back and then you know, they didn't get on, Norbert and Beep Beep didn't like her, but you really did? That's a tricky situation.
No, not really. I'd tell them where to shove it. If it's me or the goose, it's the geese every time.
Yeah, good answer.
Let's go. Except me and my boy.
There you go. I love that.
Yeah, we're inseparable.
We've got one more question here. It says, what do you feed them and did you hand feed them from birth?
Oh, yeah, you hand feed them from birth, but you keep the food in a tray as well. What you get is pellets that are specially formulated for waterfowl. Now, I'm sure you've got quite a few listeners who maybe keep chickens and they'll feed them scratch. But that's usually medicated for chickens. And for geese, that's actually toxic for them. So you have to research a special feed for waterfowl in particular. And I've got goose and duck pellets that they'll eat. But even though that's supplementary food, grass is probably 80% of their natural diet. Why I had them out in the garden when I originally got them, why I wanted to convert that from gravel to a natural lawn so they could graze naturally and have nice, healthy, natural food. But their favourite is cucumber as a treat. Cucumber, grapes. They're 100% vegetarian, so they're like apples, grapes, cucumber, cauliflower, broccoli. They're just like little people. What Norbert might like, Beep Beep might not necessarily find as tasty, and he'll turn his nose up at it. He'll pick it up in his beak and give it a little taste, give his head a shake and spit it out. Oh, I don't like that, Daddy. Give me something else.
One last question for you, Sven, and it says, how did you come up with the names for Norbert and Beep Beep?
Oh, well, I've got a stupid name myself. I had to put up with having been called Sven in England. Not exactly a normal, a common name. So I felt, well, if I'm going to have a child or a pet, you're going to have to go through the same thing as me. So I gave Norbert his silly name. But Beep Beep, they're both brothers. And when I went to go get them from the breeder, I was expecting a male and a female and had a female name thought up already. But then when she said, oh, well, I don't actually have any females for you, are you all right with two brothers? I said, yeah, come on then, they're only going to be pets. So I had to come up with another name. And when they're like this big, they don't honk at that age. They make more like beep, peep noises.
Yeah.
And they were just sat in my hands getting a cuddle. I'm like, that's your name. You're going to be called Beep Beep because you're making little peep, peep noises rather than honk noises. And when they get to about 3 or 4 weeks old, that's when the voice starts breaking and the hot, you start getting peeps mixed in with mini honks. And now they just honk. And,
yeah,
you're a nuisance. Yeah, apparently.
But honestly, thanks for coming on, Sven. It's been awesome having you on. Appreciate you taking the time as well. Send the links over to us. I'll put them out on social media, and hopefully we can get some more signatures. I'll keep an eye on your story.
Excellent.
And if you have any updates, send it over to us. And you're welcome back on any time. Honestly, it's been great to have all three of you on. See you later, Beep Beep.
See you later, guys.
See you later, mate. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
thanks,
no problem. Have a good one. Bye now. It's a couple
young boys. Shout out to Sven for coming on the podcast. And Beep Beep and Norbit.
You guys just crushed it. Seriously. I wish everyone could have seen the video, though, because we did it on Zoom. So the audio might not be the best, but the Zoom, man, that just hits you right in the feels.
Well, I've got the video. So I put it on Couple Young Boys Instagram. I put some clips up. Honestly, so thanks for coming on, Sven. We appreciate your time. And Norbert and Beep Beep. We will post those links to the, what are they called?
The petition, right?
Yeah, that's it, petitions. Post them on the Twitter. So head on over and let's help our friend Sven out and get some more signatures.
Just a genuine human being.
Yeah, really nice guy.
Loves his pets. I mean, think about it. Think about if your pets were being, you know, questioned to be taken away.
Mm.
Just help them out.
Come on. Let's do it. Anyway, Adam Kluppert, let's get on to our first official topic of the day.
Okay. Yeah. So something that's just been bothering me, you know, and it's not the fact that you took over my Tinder.
That shouldn't bother you at all. Like, I've been absolutely smashing it.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm 25, unfortunately. And
what?
What?
Why are you taking the piss?
What?
I just turned 30, you twat.
Well, no, you're 29. Remember, you're taking the year off.
Oh, I love you so much.
Do you feel younger again now that I said that?
You know, as soon as you said that, I was like, a whole year just went off my shoulders.
It's like when a woman when a woman, an older woman, will ask like, "How old do you think she is?" and you're like, "Oh, you don't even look a day over 30." Oh. And she's like, "Oh God,
mate!" Straight away, they just come and start sucking you off. God, we've lowered the tone straight away. The tone has been lowered.
Hey, here's
lowered.
Some geese. Let's talk sex.
Wait, older women though. What's the oldest woman you've been with?
I don't think I've ever been with an older woman. I've always been the older. No.
Nonce.
Shut up.
Is that like your thing?
I mean, I don't.
So
like
if you meet like a 24-year-old, you're like, you are way too young for me. Babe.
You're way too young. Next. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I really don't have a preference. I mean, age is really just a number. No, I can't say that.
Adam's such a gentleman. He gets women. He doesn't. He throws water in their face when he doesn't want to shag them anymore.
I didn't throw water. I left it by the side. Anyway, as we were talking, so something that has just been catching up to me. So obviously, I work out quite a bit. It's a huge part of my life. And here comes the side comment from Chris. Yep, here it is. Here it is. I knew it.
Obviously, mate. Obviously, I work out. Dickhead.
I knew you were going to say.
Obviously, I work out.
Chris, you would have said that.
Yeah, fairs.
Anyway, so something with age, obviously, that just doesn't really collect well with my mind is the fact that, you know, you work out, you put strain on your body just can't keep up sometimes. So I've been kind of struggling with some back pain. I think I might have strained it just a little bit. And also, I went back to my family's place this last weekend to kind of celebrate Thanksgiving and everything. And my little nephew was there. Now, Chris, your birthday was on Thanksgiving on Thursday. And my brother, or my nephew's birthday was on Friday. So I got to celebrate both birthdays. But my nephew just turned 2. And for me, that was a huge mind blow because I was so shocked that he was already 2. And I'm like, I swear he was just born last year. Something that just hasn't sit well with me is just the fact that time seems to just be flying. Regardless of COVID or anything like that, I feel the fact that I'm halfway to 30 is just boom, just blows my mind.
Hang on. You got some shit maths going on. So first of all, you said your nephew just turned 2 and you felt like he was born a year ago. Well, double it. And now you just said you're halfway to 30, but you're 25. If you're halfway to 30, you'd be 15.
Well, between 20... I hate you. No.
Yeah, you didn't learn that at the gym, did you? Between... Idiot.
I meant between 20 and 30. Like, I'm half... Like, I'm, like, between 20 and 30.
Fucking joke.
I'll bully you. No, I do have a question. Ooh. And something that, you know, celebrating your birthday and everything like that and celebrating my nephew's birthday. What is something that, you know, it, like what moment in your life hit you where you're just like, oh, I'm getting older? Or at what point were you like, all right, this is adulting. This is what it's like. This is, you know, the next step.
I think I think shaving is seen as a big thing. As in, like, when you're growing up, you're like, oh, yeah, I've had my first shave. Like, people in school be like, you shaved yet? Right? I'm talking about my face, okay?
Any ball shavers out there?
I didn't, yeah. Honestly, we need to get sponsored by Manscaped ASAP. Because I'm growing some growth down there. No, so, look, I think back in school, people were like, oh, yeah, I shaved. And it's just like, yeah, whatever. And I didn't grow facial hair until, like, I don't know, like, maybe like 19. I think when I was like 18, I had like the line that went from chin underneath to chin, like the classic, right. Like Jason Derulo when he first burst on the scene. Yeah. I had the Jason Derulo going on. And then, all right, everyone sit down. I'm reaching in my sack. Okay.
Ooh, we got another sack story.
The sack's coming off my back. I'm opening it up. I'm pulling out a story. It's about shaving. Here's the thing. Okay, here we go. Shaving. I was like, I don't know if this is based on like movies or TV shows, but there's always been a thing about like, oh, your dad teaches you to shave. Like, did Morgan Freeman teach you to shave?
No, I was just handed an electrical shaver, not like the classic, you know, you put the shaving cream on, stuff like that. So I still have the electrical shaver. So it kind of keeps a little stubble. I mean, I don't grow much.
Sure. So do you ever use the cream and then the razor? Nope. Have you ever done it?
Nope.
Holy shit.
Honestly terrified of it though. I'm very, because everyone always lives with like the marks and stuff. I can't afford that. I can't afford.
You will be even more terrified of that after this story. Okay, so here we go.
Banjo.
Come on, that's so last week, man. So now I'm just thinking about my banjo, but it does kind of intertwine with this story. So it was my first proper girlfriend, like in, I think I was in year 11, right? So I hadn't gone to college yet, year 11. And we were starting to, you know, fall around. I hadn't had sex yet, but she was starting to like put her hand down there. I was starting to put my hands down there. You know, I'm starting to, I feel like we should take this offline. Basically, she just was like, do you want to like have sex?
Did she whisper it to you?
I think, I don't know, she probably like texted it to me or asked me on Bebo, but I was like, yeah, let's do it, babe. So her parents were going away for the weekend.
Bless up.
This is, fuck, I'm reliving this in my mind. So this is going to be her first time and my first time. But before going around, I thought, I've watched a little bit of porn. I hadn't come though, but I'd seen porn. Right? This is before my wanking days. But I noticed that all the gentlemen were very neat down there. I didn't have an electric razor, none of this fancy shit from Wisconsin. Right? I went into my bathroom and saw the shaving foam and a razor. And I was just like, what's the shaving foam for? And I was like, I don't need that. And I don't know why. And I just started shaving downstairs, mate. Hang on, listen to me. Not even God, I didn't even wet the razor.
No.
So this is before Chris. I'd even trimmed. I'd never like trimmed down there. This was like full on bushiness going on, right? So I started going to town on myself, and all the hair came off. There's a bit of blood, and I was like, oh, this is quite painful. Obviously, but I don't know any difference, so I just assume this is what shaving feels like. Like, I'd never shaved my face. I didn't have any facial hair at this point. I didn't right. need to. So I've just taken this dry razor to little Bennett's, you know, home, and just absolutely destroyed it. Although it made him look a bit bigger, so I get why people trim it up. But then that wasn't enough. I thought, oh, Bennett, just do the gooch as well. So
no,
yeah, I did the gooch. It's a true story. My friend's going no. back it up. So I then obviously went to bed. I did it at like midnight. I don't know why. I was up late, and I was, you know, you make all the bad decisions in your life happen after midnight.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
I started, you know, going to sleep. Woke up in the morning. Pain, instant pain. I'm talking like redness down there, spots, like straight away, like whiteheads, like not a nice image at all. Looks like, you know, if you look down at like a bubbling volcano, that's what it looked like. So
I love the picture here.
I went to school, and I was like, fuck me, my area is on fire. So I went home, I finished my day at school like an absolute lad. Went home, respect. I just got out the E45, rubbed on this antiseptic cream. I was like, fuck me. Went to bed, woke up in the morning, and because I'd done the gooch, every time I walked, like my thighs were rubbing together, and it was just making it 10 times worse. So I went to my mum, I went, mum, I can't go to school today. She was like, why? I was like, I can't walk. She's like, oh, you hurt your knee. So I was having knee trouble at the time. I should have said, yeah. I was like, no, I've shaved my gooch. I've shaved down there. She was like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, shaved down there. Oh, mate, I fucking showed her. And she was like, what? She was like, okay, take this cream. Just, I had 2 days off school. And then when I finally went in, I had plasters in between my thighs. I was rubbing this cream on in between maths lessons. You know, something you didn't do because you don't know what half a 30 is. But I was just rubbing it on, mate, keeping it smooth. And then this, obviously, I used to walk home with this girl, right? And bear in mind, this is leading up to the weekend that I'm going to be going around. She right. went to the all-girls school next to my all-boys school. And we used to meet up and walk home. I told my best friend, Tommy, I was like, mate, just tell her I've hurt my knee. So I had to get the bus home. Bear in mind, I was getting the bus home, watching her walk home, knowing the weekend was ticking down. And the reason I'm on the bus is because I shaved my gooch with a bare razor. Anyway, so the weekend comes round. Friday night or Saturday, I went round, I can't remember. And it was still in a bad way. The plasters were off, but there was still like a lot of like redness, and there were still some spots down there. Okay, it's fucking grim. So we start, you know, when I'm making out for a while, and obviously her hand starts to go down there. And I have to keep, like, batting it away.
You're like, don't touch it.
I was like, no. Like, I'll just, you know, play with you. Yeah, she's like, fuck me, this guy's generous. When in reality, I just had, like, a bit of a volcanic situation going on down there and didn't want it to go down. So that was my first shaving experience. And ever since then, I've used shaving foam, and I've never shaved down there. Now I just trim it up, mate. So, Manscaped, if you're listening, that was a plug.
Please help him.
That was my first long-time girlfriend, and we never had sex. Like, after that, I went to college and we broke up. That was like one of the last times.
So do you think if you didn't shave, you know, you just kept it plain, kept it simple, do you think you guys would have hooked up?
Oh, mate, I would have given her an adequate couple of minutes. Yeah, she would have loved it.
Give her the quick five Bennett time.
So after that night when I went round, I was convinced that like I'd got her pregnant. And my mate was like, but you didn't have sex with her. And I was like, nah, but like I touched my penis and then I fingered her. They were like, what? I was like, nah, I'm convinced, lads. I was like, I'm having a... But like, you just think the worst possible thing. I was like, it'd be typical. Like before, when my banjo story, I thought I was going to die on April Fool's Day having a dick operation. I thought, it'd be typical for me to get a girl pregnant without even having sex with her. It's not like me going, oh, I just looked at her and she got pregnant. It's like me going like...
Obviously.
You know, right, gym boy. So it's just like, I don't know. But yeah, mate, that was my growing up shaving story, which has scarred me from ever shaving ever again.
So were you hesitant to like get back to shaving, or did you, well, did never, you just look it up?
I think like the only time I ever shave now is if I go to the barbers and they trim it up under my chin. Not like they don't go back.
That's good. You whip out your...
Excuse me, mate. Do you mind doing a gooch as well? How much is a gooch? Just throw that in for extra. Fiver. Cheers, mate. Make sure you don't forget the shaving foam, though, rookie.
Trust me, I know what that feels like.
But talking of growing up, mate, talking of growing up, something we touched on last time. You know, I was on that wanking ban.
Yes. Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Because the VR Oculus was coming.
Yeah, so you got it now.
And mate, the Oculus came, and that wasn't the only thing. So I put on...
Dun, dun, dun.
I put on the headset, mate. VR porn, Pornhub, Riley Reid popped up. Mate, fucking hell.
You know, you sent me a video of it.
What?
Well, but you weren't watching it, though.
Did I? Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty weird. I'll cut that out. So, mate, unbelievable. So, obviously, you put it on, and, like, Riley Reid's just there, and you look down, there's, like, a dick there with a banjo, so I knew it wasn't mine. And then... And then,
well, this isn't real.
Unrealistic. Should be an edit option. Just be like having like a shaved gooch and no banjo. So then, it's good, mate. She was like sucking me off, like bouncing on me. And I felt amazing until the point I came and I was like, oh, Bennett, you sad fuck. Like, this is a new low. I just taken the headset off, looking at myself going, you sick fuck. You're 30. You're 30 years old. But at the time, I was like, this is sick. And then as soon as I came, I was like, oh, no. But I've gone back on the wanking ban. But when I was looking up stuff around the wanking ban, I looked up like what the average wank was a week. What do you reckon it is for each person? How many a week?
Eight.
Eight a week? Nah, it's way less.
Oh, four.
You're a fucking animal. You're an animal. You know, it must be eight, at least eight.
I was going to say one a day. Twice on Sundays.
Oh, nice. No, it's actually, which threw me a bit, it's 2.5. So I'm thinking, who's having half a wank? Who's having half a wank on a Sunday evening going, oh, I'll pick that up Monday morning?
I was going to say, they just start and they're like, yeah, maybe not today.
A 2.5. I was like, who gets halfway through and just goes, no, I'll pick that up next week.
It's a couple young boys.
All right. So with that... Do we have any confessions? Do we have anything on the website?
Confessions. Oh, you're damn right, mate. Let me check. We've got a recurring person who emails us in, but with no name. Do you remember the person who was talking about, gave us advice on the breast massage situation?
Yes. The
right.
Breast.
This, so the name on this confession is Breast Massage Girl.
Right? So this is a girl. This is a girl that's writing this in.
That's all we know, breast massage okay. girl. And the okay. message said, tip for the couple young boy. Oh, no, hang on. Tip for the couple young girls listening. Oh, advice for our female audience, which is currently stands at 32%, which is higher than I thought it would be. You sickos. The frenulum. The frenulum, as we know, is the banjo. Here we go. The frenulum. Did you like that little banjo bit I put in last time?
I did, mate, I did. Every time you. We say banjo, you have to have a banjo playing.
Right, so we got the frenulum is the most sensitive area of a man's penis. That's why circumcised guys are said to have less sensations in brackets. Sorry, Adam. So don't hesitate to delicately tease that little piece of skin with your fingers, or even better, with your tongue. Mate, this girl, she knows the rules.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't know because I haven't got it anymore. And if you're playing with a circumcised cock, in brackets, or Chris's, because mine is neither here nor there, my advice is to add a little action with the balls, in brackets, if that's something he's comfortable with, of course. Mate, we've got a sex guru on our hands.
We do have. Oh my God. I love it.
Would you boys agree? ? What's the best way to get you hot and ready during foreplays? So there's a couple of things to digest in there. Shout out to this sex guru. And if you want to come on the podcast, email in.
Yeah, let us know what's good.
Would you agree with her things about the ball play, mate? Because you haven't got the old frenulum going on, have you? Nor have I now, but, you know, you've never had it.
I'd agree with it. Just, you know, just be careful, sensitive.
Nice bit of behaviour. What about the last bit? She said, what's the best ways to get you hot and ready during foreplay. Go on, mate. Give me one bit that you're like,
why?
That's
why
nice.
Me? Why me?
Well, there's no one else to ask, is there? There's two people on this fucking... We're going to ask my fucking self, am I? I'll answer it in a minute.
Let's get Sven back on. Sven back on.
All right, Sven, mate, we've got one more question for you, Norbert and Beep Beep. What's the best way to get you hot and ready during foreplay, mate? He's like, Jesus Christ.
So what's just something that just like gets you kind of going?
It could be something they say. It could be something they do. What are you saying?
I think like... kissing, but so it's like not too much. I think like making out, whatnot, and just like the hands, like the teasing and stuff, just kind of, you know, touching around. You can't see, but I'm like moving my hands like I have no idea what I'm doing.
It's like you're landing a fucking plane. So if that does it for you, mate,
bring it in.
You need to change your career. Do you know what get okay? Do you know I'll probably edit this out? But when you're having sex with a chica
paprika,
and she goes, I'm going to come. Oh, mate. When she says she's going
to
come.
And then you beat her to it?
Oh, every time. She's like, oh, for fuck's sake. I'm like, look.
You're like, well, you said that.
It's
now
your
I have
fault.
To.
I should come with the terms and conditions. If you say that, I'm done. Like, there's probably loads of girls that hear this now and they're like,
love
oh,
that.
Next time he's shit, I'll just say that. And their boyfriends are like, oh, she's going to come. They're like, I am far from coming. Let's get this over with.
It's a couple young boys.
You know, shout out again to Sven. We appreciate you coming on, Norbert and Beep Beep. You guys, shout out. Keep us updated. Hopefully, you know, everything goes over and you're able to keep them and everything. You know, people that are listening, let's try to help them out as much as possible. Because like I said, if you guys could have seen them on Zoom, it was just like having a dog or a cat right next to you, just very cuddly, very loving, and it was awesome to see. So let's help them out as much as we can.
Yeah, and head over to a couple of young boys on Instagram, and we'll put up some clips of our Zoom chat with Norbert, Beep Beep, and Sven as well. And also remember to enter yourself into the giveaway for the Amazon gift card by leaving us a review and a comment on Apple Podcasts. And we shall see you in the next episode.
Episode 9, almost to double digits, baby.
Double digits. Woo!
All right, do we sing them out?
Get your clicking fingers red. Do you know what someone said to me the other day? They're like, do you just use the same clip of you clicking your fingers and singing? I was like, no, we the fucking don't, all right? We perfected it that much. They're like, that's pre-recorded. It's like, nah, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Young boys.
Thank you for listening to the Couple Young Boys podcast. Don't forget to follow my son, Adam, and the British one on Instagram and Twitter. Submit your confessions and questions at CoupleYoungBoysPodcast.com. See you next week.